Okay, the next committee will be Academic and Student Affairs. Karen Nocera, who is chair, is joined on the committee by Ray Cepeda and Rick Estrada, Patricia Brown-Holmes, Juwan Hall, Jalen McClintock, and Dominic Wilson. Karen, if you would, report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday, November 11th, at 3 p.m. Trustees present were Estrada, Hall, Holmes, McClinton, and Wilson. Yesterday, as we all know, our nation observed Veterans Day, a day we single out to remind us of our debts to veterans. Throughout our nation's history, young men and women have been willing to serve and make sacrifices for their country, and we particularly honor those who lost their lives in service to our country. In commemoration of this day, we were honored to hear presentations by our student trustees on the many services their respective campuses provide for veterans. UIC student Trustee Hall, a veteran himself, highlighted several programs, among them the Warrior Summit held at UIC, the most comprehensive veteran support event in the Midwest. Trustee McClinton reminded us that Urbana was the first university to provide services to veterans with disabilities, and that commitment continues. On October 2, 2015, in Urbana, the campus dedicated the new Center for Wounded Veterans in Higher Education. This new center provides support services to inspire student veterans with disabilities to realize their potential, preparing them to lead fulfilling, meaningful, and independent lives. Trustee Wilson told us about several of the Veterans Association at UIS, including volunteer programs that utilize the skills veterans have gained in service. He asked also that we never take for granted the contributions of our veterans. I'd also like to acknowledge the many, many contributions of Dr. Tim Nugent, the founder of the Disability Resources and Educational Services at Urbana, who we learned passed away yesterday morning. It seems so ironic that this great man who did so much for returning veterans, particularly after World War II, passed away in the morning of Veterans Day. He was a pioneer in providing support to veterans with disabilities, and I would ask us all in honor of him and all of our veterans to observe just a brief moment of silence. Thank you very much. In addition to our regular business, we reviewed the following recommendations for the advancement to the board as a whole. First, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Appoint interim director, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics in Urbana. Establish a Bachelor of Science in middle grade education with concentrations in literacy, mathematics, science, and social science, College of Education, Urbana. Transfer the Center for Prevention Research and Development. Award an honorary degree, Chicago. Appoint Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, Chicago. Establish the Bachelor of Science in Athletic Training, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. Establish the Bachelor of Science in Exercise Science, College of Liberal Arts and Science, Springfield. Reorganize the Department of Management Information Systems, College of Business and Management, Springfield. We also heard presentations to the committee. As I previously mentioned, a summary of the campus's support of veterans was given by Mr. Juwan Hall, Chicago Campus Student Trustee, Mr. Jalen McClinton, Urbana Campus Student Trustee, and Mr. Dominique Wilson, Springfield Campus Student Trustee. Lastly, the context for FY 2017 tuition and financial aid was presented by Dr. Christophe Pierre, Vice President for Academic Affairs. Dr. Pierre examined the various factors that make up the tuition setting context, which include access, affordability, and competitiveness while protecting academic quality. He noted there is an increased competition for Illinois students from institutions near our borders, and most charge lower in-state tuition than our campuses do. He also noted that despite the tuition freeze this past year, tuition revenues are expected to increase markedly this academic year due to significant enrollment increases in the fall of 2015. Our strategic enrollment planning must reflect the changing economic realities we now face in our state of Illinois. That ends my summary. Our next meeting will be held on January 20th, 2016.
Thank you, Karen.
Mr. Chair.
Any additional comments? All right, thank you. And by the way, student trustees, thank you for your presentation yesterday. Appreciate that.